Beavers at Pleasant Valley. Examine the model of a chewed stick on this sign. If you found a tree with the same shape and texture, would you think a person or an animal made it that way? Why? The sanctuary's diversity of plant and animal life is supported by a rodent with a special story, the North American beaver. From the 1600s through the early 1700s, overtrapping for the fur trade drove beavers to local extinction in Massachusetts. Pleasant Valley was one of the first places where beavers were reintroduced to the state in the 1930s. Since then, generations of beavers have transformed Yokan Brook into a mosaic of ponds and wet meadows teeming with life. Beavers build dams to create ponds for safety from predators and a place to feed on aquatic plants and nearby trees and shrubs. While exploring, look for beavers' wall-like dams and dome-shaped lodges made of sticks and mud. You may also find logs covered in tooth marks or fallen trees with a pointed shape. This concludes the self-guided tour. We hope you enjoyed this introduction to the ever-changing landscape of Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary. 5 feet from this sign, there is a multi-use seating area to your right. 35 feet past the multi-use seating area on the left is the entrance to the unsurfaced trail system. To return to the beginning of the All Persons Trail, continue down the All Persons Trail as it loops around to the right. Keep left and you will return to the main path of the trail, which you can follow back to the beginning at your own pace. Thank you for visiting this All Persons Trail. Please return any borrowed trail materials or equipment at the visitor center. Please come back and enjoy the trail again.